了吧。
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. And you can also connect with us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. We use our website as a huge resource, so you can always go there and find out what's coming, what we're planning, and you can connect with us at our website. Once again, www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Thursday, everybody. Can you believe it? A day away from Good Friday. Today is March the 28th. And if you're just getting started, it's 7:37. If you're driving in this morning, pretty much I think we're safe that all school zones are now ineffective. Kids are out for spring break officially, I think, throughout the Twin Cities and around probably Louisiana. Kids are out of school. And what we remind you about is when kids are out of school on any of those breaks, they're out and about. Many unattended, many outside of their neighborhoods and in neighborhoods. And you know what? They're enjoying the beautiful weather. And so as you're traveling about throughout your day, we ask that you make sure that you watch out for them because they are so engaged in other things that they're not paying attention. So as kids are celebrating spring break, and I know a lot of people are probably going to be off on tomorrow, we want to remind you that kids are out of school. Just fruit for thought. I tell you what, as spring break is here, and kids are out of school, the weather is changing, the March winds are blowing. And you know, as the seasons are changing, and it's so wonderful to watch how everything that was dead is reblooming. And yesterday we were leaving out and we were all commenting on the weather, and a lady just said, she said, you know what? She said, when the pecan trees start to bloom, when you start to see those trees reblooming, you know the cold weather is over. And you know, DC and I were saying, you know what, the pecan trees in our yard are indeed starting to bloom. And we always know when it's spring at our house because every single spring for the last how many years, I don't even know, we have these birds that visit our car porch. And they made a nest there, and we have tried to discourage them, but to no avail. And every spring, without fail, the birds visit our carport. And DC said to me the other day, he said, the birds are back. And we've tried. And every season we say, okay, we're going to take down the bird's nest. We're going to tear it down. And we never do. And so every year they come back. And so now we're getting ready for our birds. And so as the seasons change, we watch them come and nest and have their babies. And every year we watch them grow. And it's just so goes life, how you birth and then you nurture and then they fly out of the nest. And every season, it seems like they kind of teach us a lesson, or they get us to look at the seasons of life and how it comes and how it goes. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. Not too cool this morning. Beautiful, crisp morning if you're just getting started. It's 7:40. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I don't know about you, but Easter is approaching. Spring is in the air and I just feel good. I hope that as you're traveling in this morning, I hope that you're having that good feeling. And you know what? If you're not, just change what you're saying. When you start to change what comes out of your mouth, it will start to change your attitude. And we tell our son every single day that his attitude will determine his altitude. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Sometimes we learn so much from our kid. He helps us with our attitudes because he really has a good, strong attitude. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if you have updates, if you have additions that you need to make to your policies, and you've been putting off and putting off, Rosa and her team are always on point. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. 318-487-1881. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. The website, www.hixsonhasit.com. www.hixsonhasit.com. Also want to remind you that it is open enrollment. Amerigroup Real Solutions in Healthcare is providing services for families, for adults, for children, and they want you on point to make sure that you have the services and the group that you need. Amerigroup Real Solutions. Here's the number you can phone for that open enrollment. It's starting April 1st. It's 1-855-229-6848. 855-229-6848. Now remember, open enrollment is only going to go through May. And if you don't get with the group that you want, Amerigroup Real Solutions, if you don't get with the group that is providing the best service for you and your family, you're going to have to wait another whole year. Also, you can refer to them at 1-855-BUY-U-4-U. But those numbers, again, translate into 1-855-229-6848. Now, let me tell you what we're talking about on point today. On point, we're talking about something that we talk about a lot, and that is the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. I told you on yesterday that they are presenting their open kitchen. And here to talk about that incredible kitchen is the facilities manager of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, Ingrid Scott Bush. Ingrid, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Boy, I tell you, I was telling people that the last open kitchen that you guys had was so packed. There were so many people there that we were literally standing on the outside of the kitchen.
Yes. That was last year.
For the tea
year.
Cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That was actually the ribbon cutting ceremony. So everyone was pretty anxious to find out what was the commercial kitchen, what was the actual concept, and who would be utilizing it, and when, and for how often. And that's what we wanted to do for the open kitchen, is to let them come in and tour the facility, let them know about the state-of-the-art equipment that we have that they could come in and utilize for their business and what is actually required for them to actually use the kitchen.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the open kitchen, because what we're understanding is that a lot of people really don't understand the usage and the benefits of the open kitchen.
Right. We conducted a feasibility study to see if there was going to be an actual need in the community for a commercial kitchen. What we were finding out was that we had a lot of people that were in their homes that was actually not equipped to start their business, you know, as far as the aspect of having to prepare foods and send them out to their prospective events or out to stores. So what we were trying to do is to provide them a fully licensed, state-of-the-art facility to where they can come in, rent our facilities, go out and send your food and your staff out to your events. That way you would be legal. That way you won't have to worry about all of the liability that goes along with operating outside of a licensed facility.
And I think that that is incredible that you guys did a feasibility study, and probably what that bore out is that a lot of people are wanting to start catering businesses but don't maybe have the funds or the means to go ahead and get that started.
Exactly. And what we found out that is there aren't very many commercial kitchens here, actually in Louisiana. What we found out is that there's actually one located towards New Orleans in Norco, Louisiana. We're being the second, and that's going to have one opening in a few months in Baton Rouge.
Wow.
But we're the only business incubator in Louisiana that also has a commercial kitchen inside its facility.
Wow. And a lot of people really don't understand the incubator. People hear us talk about it all the time, but there's so much going on at the incubator. And for this particular event, the commercial kitchen, there's going to be what's called an open kitchen. And I want you to speak to those people that are saying, you know what, you're talking about me, because I know a lady that was wanting to cater events, and she was actually doing the cooking out of her home, but it just got to be too much.
Yes. What we're trying to do is, we know that within their homes that it's going to be confined.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to do is give them an open space to where that they can provide more in less time.
That's good.
But you might be able, at home, if you have a standard oven, you might be able to do, one rack?
Right.
Within an hour or so. What we're trying to do is let them have many, and that cuts down their time in preparing their foods to take out to their events.
Absolutely. And so who can use the open kitchen?
The open kitchen is for any entrepreneur that's wanting to start a food business, whether you're a baker, a caterer, a food vendor, if you're a producer of a specialty food product, just for anyone who's interested in starting a food-based business.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not ready yet, just come to us and find out, you know, what we require and what you would need in order to get your business started, whether if it's funding, your licenses and permits, or if you need insurance, just come to us and have, you know, a consultation with us. That way we can get you started.
And a lot of people really have been doing it out of their homes for so long that they really can't see the benefit of moving into something different. And I think that this would be a great opportunity for those people that are, you know, everybody's coming up with something. A lot of people now are doing cupcakes. You know, that's the big craze. A lot of people are baking, various different things. But for people to come out and just see the beauty and the spaciousness of this kitchen is going to be incredible.
Right. And as far as a baker, with all of the specialty mixers and the convection ovens and the proofers and the six burner stoves that we have, and the microwaves and the burners, the stock pot burners. I mean, there's so much that you can do in such less time if you utilize a commercial kitchen.
And then for a lot of people who've never, because I know when we were there last year, that was the first time that I had ever seen a commercial kitchen. So a lot of people don't even really know what that looks and feels like. And you can't even fathom the time that you're going to save with having all of those amenities.
And actually, time and money. Like you said, most of them don't have the funds to actually purchase or lease a building, because that could be very expensive for a startup. And you try to keep your costs down as much as possible when you're starting out.
Absolutely. And so for those people that are saying, you know what, I'd like to come out, this event is going to be free and open to the public.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And what we're going to do, we're going to start with the information presentation.
Okay.
Which I will inform them on the necessary licenses, permits, insurance that they would need in order to utilize the kitchen.
So they will have to get that in order to use the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
But these things are going to be very, very doable. It's nothing that is going to cost a whole lot of money. It's nothing that's going to put people out, but it's something that every person that is preparing food and sending it out should have.
Actually, it's going to be very cost effective for them. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to bring everything to them. Rather, if it's, because one of the main pieces they're going to need to have is they permit from the Department of Health and hospitals. They actually come to us.
Wow.
And they meet that entrepreneur, you know, at the office. That way they can get signed up right there and they don't have to go anywhere else.
Let's do this, Ingrid. Let's take a quick time out. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Central Louisiana Business Incubator presenting their open kitchen. And this is something you want to stay on point for. We're back right after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloboils.com or plan your Louisiana travel at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
some. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, March the 28th, and if you're just getting going, it's 7:59. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, and also McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by Ingrid Scott Bush. She is the facilities manager at the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. And we're talking about the Open Kitchen. It's going to be happening today from 6 in the afternoon to 7:30 today. And so, Ingrid, we want to really, really push those people that are catering in their home or that are thinking about catering to come out, first of all, tour the kitchen, take a look at the kitchen, but even better than that, it's going to be food at the kitchen.
Yes, that's going to be exciting. I mean, sampling all of these food vendors, food entrepreneurs' products, it's going to be exciting. That's what I'm looking forward
to. DC got excited over there. DC said he don't need to be over there.
Yes, from the main entrees to the salads to the desserts, I'm excited.
And it's all free and open to the public.
It is all free and open to the public.
And so the last time that we came, and I keep talking about this because it just seems like yesterday, I can't believe it was a year ago, you could actually smell the tea cakes wafting in the air from the time we got out of the vehicle until the time we walked up to the kitchen. You couldn't hardly get in. It was just that many people there for the ribbon cutting and to see this wonderful kitchen. But you're going to have vendors there like At Your Service Catering, which is Trinell Green's business. And she's one of those people that has been using the kitchen. Talk about what she does or what she'll be doing.
What she will be doing this afternoon is preparing entrees, and we're going to also have a drink station. So we're going to have several of those food entrepreneurs to provide us with drinks as well.
Wow.
Because they have specialty teas or specialty punches. Like Mexican-Cajun seasoning, she has a non-alcoholic Bloody Mary that we're going to have on hand this evening.
Wow. And then Kahn Brothers is going to be there.
Yes, that is Miss Mimi Kersner. Mm-hmm. She has jams and jellies, mm-hmm. preserves. She has one in particular.
Is that your favorite?
It is called a tomato jam.
A tomato jam.
Which is awesome. She also has an onion marmalade that is just going to be delicious.
And you know
whatever you put it on, it's going to be delicious.
It's good. And yes. You know what I love most about these tasting events is that you get an opportunity to taste things that you might not order or you might not buy because you're like, okay, a tomato jam. That don't even make good common sense. But when you taste it, just simply delightful.
Right. It is delightful. And that's another thing. You haven't heard of a tomato jam, which means that she has a niche.
That's right.
She's the only one.
That's right. That's
right. So therefore, she's going to
Bring it.
She's going to bring it.
And then you've got L&D Home Cooking.
Yes, with L&D Home Cooking and another company called Touraine Catering,
mm-hmm.
they're both like Southern style cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Like Touraine Catering, they do anything from fried ribs to jambalaya to shrimp and crawfish pasta.
Mm.
Just about anything. They do a lot of Southern cooking, and it is great.
So Ingrid, with you being over there, like, are you forced to like taste all of those things that they're preparing?
Well, I'm not too forced because my office is located directly.
Oh my goodness!
By
that's the kitchen. That could be torturous.
It's very torturous. Sometimes they have to run me out.
And so you have to taste it before it goes out to make sure that it
of course
make sure it passes the
of
test.
Course.
You're also going to have delightful palate there.
Yes, delightful palate. That is Miss Lily Courtney. What she does are salad dressings, and they can also be used as marinades, so that's going to be very interesting.
Wow. And so for everybody that is thinking about, even if you're not sure, what I love about the incubator, and every time that you and Mr. Joe come, Ingrid, we always get such great response because people are sitting and they're listening, and they have, as you said, people have their niche things, and they really don't know how to package it. They don't know how to start. They don't know where to begin. They don't know any of those things. But you guys have all of that information.
Exactly. And that's where we're going to come in at. We know that they know how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
That's obvious. That's something we can't teach them because they already know it.
Right.
What we're trying to do is teach them the business side of it. There are some business essentials that they're going to need in order to grow and sustain their business once they leave out of our commercial
mm-hmm.
kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is, actually, we've set up a curriculum with LSUA.
Wow.
For training courses. And on this afternoon, our executive chef, Mr. Darryl Johnson, is going to be on hand.
Wow.
Because he is going to be the one that's going to be providing the classes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a classroom setting and a kitchen setting because he's going to be doing the business side in classroom,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be doing actual hands-on cooking classes as well.
Wow.
Utilizing the commercial kitchen.
All that tonight?
Not all of it tonight, but he's going to let them know what they're
mm-hmm.
going to be doing. We're hoping to start those classes on April the 30th.
Wow. And so a lot of people are saying, you know what? I'm excited because you're talking to me. I know how to cook, just as you said, Ingrid, but I don't know how to parlay that into dollars and cents.
Right. They don't actually know the business side of
mm-hmm.
it. And what we're trying to provide is like, for instance, like business classes as such as your startup costs, your legal structure,
mm-hmm.
your insurance, licenses, and permits. Like in marketing and sales, you need a marketing strategy, sales strategies. We want to incorporate networking, customer service. A lot of people are using social media right now. We're trying to incorporate social media. We're trying to help them to understand pricing versus profit as well.
Pricing versus profit. That's really good.
A lot of them don't know that. We want them to know when they're making a profit or not.
That's right.
So you have to know how to price your product and your service that goes along with
it. And don't you think, Ingrid, seeing all of the businesses and the business people that come through there, that that's a big thing for most people. They don't know how to put the value on their product.
That's right. I mean, they don't know. I guess by them purchasing their products, okay, we've done what we had to do. We've taken it out to our events, but they forget that they have to hire staff.
Right.
That you have to supply cutlery and things like that, that costs. So you have to incorporate that cost into your price for your events.
Right. And you have to make sure as a business person that you're getting a fair price for your goods and that you're getting a price that will allow you to make a profit. And it's great to love to do it. But, you know, lately we have been we've been on this journey to really helping people to excavate their gifts and their talents. And the word says that a man's and a woman's gifts and talents will make room for them. It'll make room for you, but you've got to get the information. And that's really where most budding entrepreneurs are lacking in information. And so you guys are going to have it all set up this evening where there is going to be a plethora of information for people to glean.
Right. Like I said, we're going to have Ms. Joan DeKaiser with the Department of Health and Hospitals on hand, letting them know the types of permits that they're going to need in order to utilize the kitchen. We're also going to have Mr. Byron Lavallee with Axion Louisiana. He is the micro-lending company that we also have in our building. Like I said, again, we're going to have Mr. Darryl Johnson, the executive chef, that's going to be doing the classes. And we're going to close it out with Mayor Jack Roy.
Wow. So you've got everything right there under one roof.
Yes, ma'am.
So for those people that are thinking about food and entrepreneurship, this is an event. There's no excuse. It's this evening after you get off work at 6 o'clock. It's not going to be long. You can go out and you can taste. You can taste. You can see. And you can glean information. And I don't think, Ingrid, I don't think it gets any better than that.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
And so what, before we've got to let you go, what do you want people to know about the kitchen and the most important things that they should know in coming out this evening?
We want everyone to know who's interested in starting a food business. We put the kitchen there for one reason, for them. We can't use it. We put it there for them to prepare their foods, take it out to their events, to make money, to grow and sustain their business. Once they do that, they can start hiring, retaining employees. I mean, and that's stimulating the economy.
Absolutely. And you know what? As you were saying that, I just felt in my spirit that somebody's dream is wrapped up in this, wrapped up in the ability for you to get your product out there and to get the help that you need. So no more excuses. If that's you that we're talking to, this is an opportunity. Don't be afraid. It's going to be a great opportunity to meet people that are trying, that are doing what it is that you're trying to do. And then you can meet the business side. And then you can start to put it all together. Ingrid, we want to thank you. We want to thank Mr. Joe. We want to thank Mayor Roy for making all of this possible. Another door, another opportunity for people to come out and make their dream happen. Ingrid Scott Bush, the facilities manager at the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. Y'all, it's a food tasting event. It's an open kitchen. It's tonight, this evening, starting from 6:30 to 7. Be there. Don't you miss it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. Ingrid, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
So
Olivia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites.
Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
fish. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're on your way or you're underway, it is 18 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday, March 28th, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, he's got HD for life. He's got all the channels that you want or need. He's got bundling, plus he's got, you name it, he's got it. He's got service for your cell phone. He's got information. He's got power. He's got knowledge. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. 318-767-2220. American Wholesale Mattress. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, it could be you're not sleeping on the right mattress. American Wholesale Mattress has an array of mattresses. Plus, they've got 48 months free financing. For more information, 717 MacArthur Drive is where they're located, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Ask for Kara or David, and they'll make sure that you're sleeping on the right mattress. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, and that's what we've been talking about, DC. We've been talking about businesses, small businesses trying to make their mark, trying to make their impact. And the fact of the matter is there are 27 million small businesses in the United States. And those small businesses generate income for 70 million employees and family members. Also, small businesses represent 99.7% of all employer firms in the United States. So if we were talking to you this morning, I'm going to keep on telling you that this is an opportunity. And sometimes we pray and we pray and we pray, but we pray with no action. Faith without works, you already know what it does. Does nothing. It's dead. So if you have got a business that you have been doing out of your house and you think you're on it, you think, I've got this. Well, just think what could happen if you expand your thinking just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just think about the possibilities of what you could do if you had access to to an open commercial kitchen. Open for you. Again, it's happening tonight. It's called Open Kitchen. There's going to be an array of information and people that are on point to answer all of the questions that you may be thinking of, that you maybe hadn't even thought of. Maybe they could give you just one thing that would make your business just a little bit better. Well, it's happening tonight, this evening, at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30. It's at the Business Incubator. And for those of you who are not familiar with that building, it's the old Jake's building. It's been it's been transformed. It is absolutely beautiful. The kitchen is wonderful. It's free. It's open to the public. And you need to consider being there if you want your business to grow. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is in Avoyelles Parish, and he's serving that area. And the number to phone, 318-346-6695, 318-346-6695, Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And for those of you who need the address, flipping back to the Open Kitchen, they're located at 1501 A Wimbledon Drive. It's right here in Alexandria. For more information, here's the number, 318-561-2299. 318-561-2299. Or you can email them at info@clbi.org. You can ask for Ingrid and she'll help you. She'll answer any and all of your questions. But the most important thing, show up and be there tonight at 6 o'clock. Now, switching gears just a little bit, you know how I love to read articles. Well, I found one of the most interesting articles I think I've read in a while. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's pushing it. But it was really interesting because this article really speaks to a lot of people. And it's called Etiquette on Gum Chewing in Public. Is it polite or is it not polite? Well, the article spoke to an expert to ask this question. And it's something that many people do, many people love to do. And so I wondered, as I was reading the article, what the experts had to say. And they say that many times have changed, but courtesy never goes out of style. And in today's world, sometimes it's complicated to figure out how to do the right thing or whether you're doing the right thing or not. And all of this is really called etiquette. And so a local etiquette expert had written this article. Her name was Karen Hickman. Well, she's not local to us, but she's local to the article that was written, that newspaper. And she was answering questions on etiquette. And I wanted to share it with you all because lately I've been seeing a lot of people chewing gum and disposing of their gum. And if you're one of those gum chewers, and we all probably like to chew gum, but it really will make you mad if a gum chewer has put their gum out where you're stepping and you get that gum underneath your shoes. Well, at any rate, this is what Karen Hickman had to say about the etiquette when it comes to chewing gum in public. She says, and she is the expert, she says it is never, ever appropriate. Well, the question was it appropriate to chew gum in public? And what about bubble gum? And what about those people who are snappers or poppers, or you're cracking the gum? And is it appropriate to do any of these things, even chew gum, when you're going on a job interview? And so these were the questions that were posed to Karen Hickman, the expert on etiquette. And she says, as a general rule, gum chewing in public is not professional and it's not polite. Well, who knew that it wasn't professional or polite, even though you see people chewing gum everywhere? She says people chew gum in church, at weddings, on television while being interviewed, at work, on jobs, in the public. And she said all of these situations should be gum-free. Now, if you get mad when the announcement person asks you not to chew gum in church, then you'll know now that the reason why they're asking you not to chew gum in church is because it is, according to Karen Hickman, the etiquette expert, it is impolite. And she said, it is really unacceptable. And she said some people who chew gum and who pop, she calls them snappers. I call them poppers. And then she says, you know, they're blowing bubbles, they're cracking their gum, they're snapping their gum. She said, it is just wrong. Chewing gum is very distracting, she says, and it is distracting for those people who are watching them. And so, you know, you go into places all the time and you see people chewing gum, and it may bother you or it may not bother you. But she says then there are those people that chew gum with their mouth open, that are smacking their lips. And she said a lot of people want to chew gum because we know it freshens your breath. It could relieve tension. For some people, you know, chewing gum might be like, and I'm just using this analogy, might be like just a form of relaxation. And she says it relieves tension, and it helps you to stay alert while you're driving. Well, she says it's perfectly okay if you're chewing your gum in private, but if you are in public around other people, she suggests that you don't chew gum. But if she says that you are chewing your gum, nobody needs to know that you're chewing your gum. And then she talks about the way to discard your gum. And I thought this, DC, this was funny. Because we have had times where we have seen gum taken out of someone's mouth and rolled up in a ball and placed right where others can see it. And then sometimes those impolite people forget their gum and it's left there for the next person to see it. So she says rolling your gum up in a ball is absolutely unacceptable, impolite, and not good etiquette. And then she says, I'm not kidding, she says that there are those people that take the gum out of their mouth, they roll the gum up, and we've seen this. This is, we know people that do this, and they put the gum on their plate to chew it when they're finished. She said that is absolutely hideous. Don't chew your gum up. Take it out of your mouth and put it on your plate for later. She says if you're chewing gum and you're going to need to eat or you want to discard your gum, the proper thing to do is not to toss it out on the sidewalk or toss it out of the window. The proper way to discard your gum and not to put it on your plate or on your glass for later, the proper way to discard your gum is to take a tissue or take a piece of paper and put the gum in the paper and throw it away. And I'm going to tell you, nothing will tick you off more than that person who is chewing gum and has thrown it right outside of their car, and then you go get in their parking space and you step out of the car and you step on their gum, and then you've got gum on your shoe for the rest of the day. You know what? We just thought that is an interesting thought for the day for those gum chewers who are cracking their gum or popping their gum in public, at work, or wherever you go, and you just think, not a thing wrong with it, or you never even thought about it. Well, the etiquette experts say that it is absolutely impolite. And then she goes a little bit further to say that if you're a lady, it just is plain rude. And so I said, Karen Hickman, I think that that's interesting, and we want to share that with the people in our audience that love to chew gum and don't think a thing about it. And she says etiquette for chewing gum is simply, if you're going to chew gum, chew it in private, or if you're chewing gum, make sure that you're not chewing it so others know that you're chewing it by way of blowing bubbles or, as she calls, snapping your gum. So just food for thought on this Thursday morning. It might change the way that your gum habits work. And it might even cause us to look at, I know it did me. It caused me to look at myself and say, I won't be chewing gum in public. That's what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months of financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, McKite, McKite. Fish, fish, McKite, McKite.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to McDonald's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McKite, McKite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It's Thursday, March the 28th, and it's 8:36. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and also Davis One Stop if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Well, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. And DC, I want to get back to the rules of etiquette. And I know a lot of people are saying, wow, I had no idea. Well, I didn't either, and that's why I wanted to talk about some of the rules of etiquette, and especially gum chewing, because most of us like to chew gum. And DC said he does. And many of us like to pop our gum or blow bubbles. And so I said I had no idea that it is considered etiquette that was impolite. Did you, DC? He says no.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Some of that.
Okay, so how is that going to change your gum etiquette?
Well, I'm not going to be popping gum and, you know.
Do you like to pop gum?
Over-chewing gum. You know, I don't like to over-chew.
You don't like to over-chew. Do you like to pop? Or she calls it,
I like to blow
snappers.
Bubbles.
She calls them snappers.
I like to blow bubbles, but mostly I only chew sugar-free gum, so you have to find the right gum to be able to blow bubbles with. So that kind of helps me out.
Uh-huh. And so what did you think about gum etiquette? Had you ever even thought about it?
Well, you know, I know sometimes if I see somebody, a person, overly chewing gum or in a situation, because some people chew gum, they're nervous,
mm-hmm.
you know, they kind of, you know, and they're going to town on that gum, not really realizing
that they're going to town.
What others are seeing when they're going to town on it, you know,
mm.
because they're dealing with the nerves, you know, like if you're going in for a job interview or something and you're a little bit nervous, mm-hmm. which is understandable,
mm-hmm.
and you know you're under a little pressure,
mm-hmm.
And you know you just happen to have the gum in your mouth, and you know you can forget
mm-hmm.
that you have the gum in your mouth. So really, what we have to do is make a conscious decision that before we go into a situation where we're going to be talking, or many people are going to actually be watching us, we just want to politely take the gum out, and we don't want to, you know. Just take it out. You just want to be polite with the way you do that as well.
Uh-huh. And, you know, we had never really thought about it, but since this article came to the enlightenment of us, to our attention, I guess, it started to make us look around us and look at ourselves as well. And I, like everybody else, like to chew gum. And as you said, sometimes you forget that you're chewing gum, and I have said many times, I'm concentrating, it helps me to focus, and before you know it, you could be popping your gum, and you're not really cognizant that you're doing it, but others, and you might say, well, I don't care what other people think, and that could be valid too, but just food for thought, and if you want to be in proper etiquette form. And so you might be saying, well, what is etiquette really? Well, that's a good question. And so this is how it's defined. It's defined, the rules of etiquette are set of unspoken rules that have been determined really by society as a whole. And etiquette is made up of social norms. In other words, things that are just considered to be normal, that evolve with repeated behaviors that are accepted by society. Now, in different cultures, etiquette is different. And I've always been taught when you know better, then you should try to do better. And so there were not only rules of etiquette about gum chewing, which I thought, well, who would write about etiquette on gum chewing? Who knew that somebody even cared? Well, somebody did care enough to write about it, and it is something that we all do, and so we thought, maybe it'll be interesting to share, and maybe it'll change your perspective about your gum chewing habits. I know it has changed mine, and I have committed just personally to myself that if I chew gum, it'll be in private, but if I want to freshen my breath or I want something in my mouth, that I'll use a mint as opposed to
gum chewing, because since I read the article, I've been watching people and seeing them chew gum, and it just really, especially for women, it really doesn't look all that attractive. And so the article went on to talk about etiquette in other areas as well. And she says that one of the most fundamental pieces of etiquette is common courtesy. And I'm going to repeat that. One of the most fundamental pieces of etiquette is common courtesy. So you might be saying, well, I don't care what the social norms are, and I don't care what others think about what I'm doing, but we should all care about common courtesy. And DC and I have been noticing this throughout our days. And one of the things, and DC was walking into a store maybe about a week or so ago, and he had held the door for this lady, and he had gone in before her, and he held the door, and she just didn't say thank you. She didn't just kind of give a soft smile. She just was like, he hadn't held the door for her. And she says that another basic rule is holding the door for other people. She says, in addition to men holding the door for women, it is expected that all people hold the door when the time is appropriate. I would never consciously walk in front of someone that I see coming behind me and not just as a courtesy hold the door. It's just courtesy. And it says, including holding the door for an elderly person or someone who is carrying groceries or a shopping bag, or even people who have walkers or who are in wheelchairs. It's just a matter of courtesy and taking a moment, just a moment out of your time to hold that door. And for somebody, that could just mean a lot for them. And so just common courtesy. And then she says, the next rule of etiquette, which gets broken frequently, is the rule that we've been talking about, not necessarily a rule, but being on time. And she says, of course, there are circumstances like accidents or unexpected delays for which we absolutely have no control, but it is considered rude, she says, Karen Hickman, and socially unacceptable to arrive late, whether attending an informal meeting or gathering, a meeting, an appointment, or a formal social gathering, such as a wedding or a funeral. And I think that society has told us that it is good to be what we call fashionably late, because we're trying to make an entrance, or because we're trying to get our outfit seen, or for whatever reason. She says it is just inappropriate and inconsiderate, and she goes even stronger. She says it is rude to be late. And she said there are certain instances, of course, if something has happened where you can't control that. But, you know, these articles and these conversations make me want to think about my etiquette. It makes me want to make sure that, you know, nobody, I think, DC, really wants to be rude intentionally. But when you know these things, then they should make you want to adjust your behavior. They should make us want to change and look at things differently. Well, let me just say, it does for me. It does make me want to think about how it's perceived, how my actions are perceived by others. And you just don't ever want to give the appearance of being rude. It may not have been your intention to be rude at all by being late. But according to the etiquette experts, they say that when you arrive late, it's just not mannerly, and it's just downright rude. So those are really fruits for thought for the morning. And if that is you, then, hey, all you got to do is just make the adjustment. I say, you know what? Being the change that you want to see has got to start with the person. But it's got to start with admitting, do I do that? Was I snapping that gum, and did it agitate someone and they just wouldn't tell me? Was I being rude? Wasn't trying. But according to the experts, they say it's just rude, DC. Well, it's 8:45. Today is Thursday. And I hope that just added just a thought. Stay on point. We're back in a moment.
It's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get yourself.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Now, don't forget, they are going to be hosting Spring Into Fitness. We're going to tell you more about that as it gets a little bit closer. It's happening April the 7th, and they're asking everyone to come out. Ages, it's really about kids, getting our kids involved, getting them out, getting them active. Cupid is going to be there. It's going to be in Bunky at the Corn Festival grounds. And I'm going to tell you, we always say nobody throws a party, DC. Like Darlene, it's not going to be a party, but it's going to be a good time. And if you want more information about this event, you can phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540. 318-346-2540. Cupid is going to be out there. They're inviting everybody to put their boots on, come out there and do the Cupid shuffle and just have a good time.
And you know she's going to put it down. Lee!
Oh, yeah. She's going to put it down. Also,
and it's all about the kids.
It is all about
the kids. You know, and helping them in their future life to not become obese. Because, you know, we know that's something to have to deal with. And ask me, because I've been living with obesity, and it's not a beautiful thing.
Well, DC, you know what? The way that you talk about yourself and your weight, people that don't know you would think that you were probably about 300, 350. I mean, I don't know that is fair that you would say that you were obese.
Oh, yeah, really. If you look at it, you know, clinically.
Well,
you know. I may not look obese, but I am obese, really. When you look at my height and the amount of weight that I should be carrying around, it shouldn't be more than really about 175 pounds. Well, you know, basically, I've been kicking it around to the 240 range, mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's 60 pounds overweight. That's obese.
Well, so you're doing a lot better, and
yeah, I mean, progress rather than perfection.
But I don't see a whole lot of gratitude in your attitude.
Well, and there's a reason for that.
Why is that?
And you know, the reason is whenever I start to have a whole lot of gratitude, it's sort of arrogance comes behind it, and the next thing I say is I can have that brownie with the ice cream. You know, so this time I'm having to keep a lock on it and realize that I'm not nearly out of the woods.
Is that what accounts for you constantly whooping yourself?
Well, no, I just want to stay in check.
Uh-huh. So you want to make sure, as we say in our house, you don't want to get biggity.
I do not.
But you're doing well, and you know, as we talk about attitude does determine how high you go. It determines your altitude. And this morning, if you're traveling in, we like to talk about attitude. And I like to remind you, because I want to remind me that attitude matters. And I'm going to tell you, you know, we talk about our kids. And yesterday we were talking about moms raising sons. And the book was Moms Raising Sons, but it's about parents raising kids, I think. When I'm talking about attitude and when we're talking about attitude. And you know what? When we have the right attitude at home, I think it helps us to help our kids to have a better attitude. And attitude is really what we're giving off, what's coming out of our mouth, what we're doing. And the psychology of the attitude can determine favor or it can determine lack of favor. And so it is a very real issue, and we have to be careful about the attitudes, the moods, the things that we're saying about any situation, because it absolutely affects. It affects the universe. It affects the happenings. It just makes a difference. And I said this the other day, and I just want to remind myself and remind DC about a situation that we had, and Deuce's attitude just really, it helped us, DC, to change our attitude about a situation. And it's so important, you know, that we make sure that our kids have the right attitude, because oftentimes we look at school, we look at ball playing, we look at things outside of school, and your child's attitude will determine that favor. And sometimes we think that not saying anything makes us passive or makes us weak, but it really makes us stronger. And when you understand that the battle is not yours, you might be driving in this morning and your attitude might be all booted up. I just want to encourage you this morning that your attitude does determine your altitude. It does determine how high or how low you go. And when you have the right attitude, just taking that frown and turning it upside down, I know it sounds corny, but just changing that softness or that hardness that your face is presenting just makes a difference. And you know, sometimes people with bad attitudes, when they walk into the room, you just don't want to see them coming. They hadn't said anything, but their attitude has said everything. I'm telling you, it is critical. You can have what you say. And because that is true, why not start with changing your attitude? I'm telling you, it's so easy to do. It's just simply making a decision. I don't care what happened yesterday. The word tells us that God's grace is new today. I don't care who you had a boot with at the office. I don't care who said what. You know what? Your attitude is going to make the difference in today. It's going to determine your altitude for today. And if you just wrap your head around that, wrap your thoughts around that, and wrap your attitude around that, see, won't your day be just a little bit nicer? I tell you, tomorrow is Good Friday. Everybody's getting ready with their Easter frock. It is going to be a church extravaganza for Resurrection Sunday. And people are getting ready. Tomorrow is a holiday. People are already talking about frying their fish, making crawfish. Everybody is in a celebratory mood. The weather is beautiful. Why not have a great attitude to go along with that? It just matters. Whether you think it does or not, it matters. As always, we thank you for spending your mornings with us right here on the official OPT Network. The time just simply flies by way too fast. You know why it flies by? Because we love what we're doing. Don't forget about the Open Kitchen tonight at the Central Louisiana Business Incubators from 6 to 7:30. 1501 A Wimbledon. Be there, especially if you're wanting to become a food entrepreneur. As I say, we appreciate your spending the very best part of your morning with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Thursday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Good Friday. Have a great day.